This is Dakota Datebook for October 3rd. 1902 saw the introduction of a new sport in the United States when a turtle race took place in Chicago. This so-called sport became very popular in the 1920s. Gangster Al Capone took note of the popularity and realized he could introduce them into his speakeasies as an indoor betting event. In 1930, he bought 5,000 racing turtles for his saloons. The popularity of turtle racing continued into the 1930s Great Depression as a cheap form of entertainment. It became a common pastime in bars, and the popularity still continues. In 1975, the owner of Brennan's Bar in Florida introduced turtle racing as a joke, but it became so popular that the races are still held today. On this date, in 1933, a highly anticipated race was held at Turtle Raceway in Washburn, North Dakota, during the McLean County Stock Show. The stands were packed with eager spectators. There was a great deal of excitement as the competitors approached the starting line. It was a large field, 150 turtles, each with a number painted on its shell. Placed in the middle of a 100-foot circle, the first turtle to reach the perimeter would be the winner. The turtle set off at a blistering pace. Number 40 took the lead and looked like an easy winner. Unfortunately, number 40 fell asleep just shy of the finish line. Turtle 18 streaked past for the win, covering the 50-foot course in 5 minutes. The winner missed the record time by 30 seconds. Number 28 came in second. Number 40 finally woke up long enough to streak across the finish line in third. The three top turtles each received $8 in prize money. Turtle racing continued at the fair, but gradually faded from the schedule. Nevertheless, North Dakota turtle racing fans need not despair. Turtle races still make appearances at local fairs and special events. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Ann Olquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.